Back now with more of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. If you went to college, how long did it take before you settled on the major that your diploma would carry?
Some of us may have gone through 9 incarnations before figuring it out, the irony being number 1 and number 9 wound up being the same.
For some young people, just heading off to college can be challenging enough, even before deciding on what course of study might carry them through their adult life. One Milwaukee area school is trying to make navigating that undecided part of the college experience a little easier.
Dr. Christine Farr is president of Mount Mary University, which recently announced its Compass Year program for undecided students, and she's with us by phone. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here today.
What has the general attitude, not just at Mount Mary, but in academia, higher education, as you've seen it, what has it been in working with students who are undecided about the course of study they're going to pursue?
I think in higher ed, we are understanding of the fact that perhaps many 18-year-olds are not sure what direction they want their career to go in. Often, they have a general idea, but they don't know specifically. And we understand that this is kind of a stressful position, especially for the students and sometimes also for their parents. And so I think in general, we've tried to help accommodate them. But I don't know that we have particularly responded in the past as well with something that was concretely addressing their specific needs.
Has there been a stigma attached to kids who are undecided?
I don't know that higher ed feels that way so much, but I think there is certainly a sense that, college is expensive and time-consuming, and too many students are taking too long to get through college. And so I think in general, there's this sense that you better know what you want to do. And I would say that's more of a societal perception than a higher ed perception. But I think, we all recognize that we want students to have the ability to make good decisions and to complete their college education in a timely way. So I suppose you could say there's a stigma, but I think more than anything, there's just a concern that students are really moving forward in a direction that makes sense in a timely way.
Well, at the same time, grasping, I gather that it's asking a lot of someone who's maybe 18 or 19 years old to know so well what they would like to do before they arrive at college.
Absolutely. I mean, most of us, myself included, have no idea where our life is going to go. And in fact, about 80% of college-going students either don't know what they want to do when they come to college or change their major within the first couple of years. So that suggests that the vast majority of people really don't know at 18 what they want to do. And that means that there is a tremendous need out there to help people find their way and to develop the kind of knowledge and skills that will help guide them wherever their career path takes them.
Do socioeconomic factors play into it? Do you find that students, maybe especially like first-generation college students or people who otherwise have had challenges before they get to school, have particular problems versus the student body at large? Or is this really showing itself across the spectrum?
I think it does show itself across the spectrum. In general, there certainly are some socioeconomic factors in the sense that I believe that students who come from families where parents have well-defined careers and they're exposed to those, usually they either know that they really want to do something like that or they don't. So they may not feel that I want to do what mom and dad did. But in many families, for example, if we see a family full of people in the medical profession, often many of the students or the kids in those families are interested in pursuing that career route. Or the same thing is often the case where there are teachers in the family or people that are educators. But I think a lot of times for students who have not been exposed to a vast variety of careers, especially first-generation students, as you mentioned, they may not even know what the possibilities are. And so I think part of it is education about, how do your gifts and talents match up with the needs that are out there in the bigger world?
Is there a cost that's been being paid at the end of the other end of the academic equation when students get out into the workforce if they've had this kind of ambiguity going through school? Does it cause problems once they're in the workforce?
Well, I think it certainly does. I mean, if take, for example, someone who decides that they want to be a teacher and then find out that they absolutely hate being in the classroom. Now, I want to say that I do think higher ed has taken a pretty proactive approach to that, in that we're trying more and more to give students opportunities in the first few years of college to experience different careers through things like job shadowing and bringing in experts, so that someone doesn't head down a path where they're going to be really miserable. But I think there have been students who've gone through and ended up with a degree that really wasn't what they wanted to do, or, you know, even more commonly, graduating with a degree that they didn't know what they could do with it. Like, they know, for example, that they're very good in a particular discipline and that they enjoy it, but they don't know exactly what to do with it for a job, for example.
Well, so then walk us through how the Compass program was conceived and the way you see it working over the course of a student's academic career.
Sure. So way back, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 years ago, I was at a conference, and a fellow there said, you know, if somebody was really smart, they would create a program for undecided students, because there are so many and so many students who are uncertain. And I have been chewing on this idea for some time. And so when I came to Mount Mary a couple of years ago, I really thought, looking at our student demographic and what I'm seeing in higher ed today in terms of people wanting to reduce costs and decrease time to graduation, that maybe this was the right time and place to really consider that. And so about a year ago, I gathered together a group of about 20 people on the Mount Mary campus and said, look, I think we need to create a program that's specifically geared towards students who are undecided, because I think that the students and their parents are very concerned about this today. And so if we created this program that in the course of 1 year would really make it easier for them to determine what they want to study and what kind of career choice they want to make and still be able to get done in 4 years, I think it would be a huge advantage. And so this group of people sat down, and it brought together people from all different avenues within the university, people in obviously faculty, people in student support services, people like the registrar's office and marketing, different groups that I thought were really relevant to making the program go. And they just began to work on a plan that would be very much address the needs of the students coming in this situation. And so they created a one-year program. They conversed with me pretty regularly on it, as well as the academic vice president. And then at the end of about a year, we had, in the meantime, developed a number of marketing materials so we could really let people know that this existed. And we are now launching it in fall of 19 at Mount Mary.
Well, and so what does it look like when a student walks in the door and doesn't know what her major is going to be, or maybe, you know, just doesn't quite have a sense for what her path through school is going to be? You know, what are the interventions, or what are the programs or processes that will help her?
Sure. So the first aspect of the undecided program is really talking to students and parents when they're looking for a college and letting them know that this kind of a program exists. And the way we would describe this to parents or students would be that the students start at Mount Mary about 3 days before the semester, and that's what we call the jump start. This brings all the students together who are undecided. So first of all, they're developing a cohort with other students who are in the same boat, people who may not be exactly sure where they want to go. And during those 3 days, they will do a number of self-assessments, interests, career knowledge, passions, and try and help understand what they really enjoy doing and what they're very good at doing. They'll also develop relationships with these other students so that as they move into the first semester, they're in a bit of a cohort. Now, when I say that, I don't mean exclusively. Like, they're not going to be taking all the same courses with these students, but they will for sure be taking a few together. And one in particular that starts in the fall semester is a course on career exploration. And so what we try and do immediately is help the students identify how their interests, their gifts, their talents match up with the various types of disciplines that are offered and that are available at the college, as well as trying to make sure that they pick coursework that first semester that heads them down the right path. And I think this is a really critical aspect of the program. What we call this is choosing a meta major. So a meta major is not a major, it's a general discipline. So do you find that you're interested in education, in healthcare, in mental health, different types of broad categories? And that helps us direct students into taking various foundational courses that will head them down that path. As they continue to work through this first course, they'll sort of refine their thinking. And then during the second semester, they'll move into a second career exploration class. During these courses, they will continue to explore their interests. They'll also have guest speakers. They'll do some job shadowing and try and get a sense of what it actually feels like to be in a particular type of job or career so that they know what they're getting into. All along the way, we have a strong set of advisors that will be working with these students to help guide them along their choices of courses and experiences, so that by the end of the first year, it is our hope that we will have a celebration and that the vast majority of students will be ready to choose a major.
At the end of the day, though, or the end of 4 years or however many years, is there anything inherently wrong with still some unknowns as one walks out the door of college?
Absolutely. And I think, I think I'm a really good example of that myself. My undergraduate degree was in chemistry, which sounds like a great undergraduate degree to have, but what do you do with it? I wasn't sure. And so I think this often happens to students as they go out and they try to begin to understand what is possible. A good example of this might be in chemistry right now at Mount Mary. There are many types of jobs that you could find when you graduate, but we have now created a degree in food science chemistry. So given the food corridor of Minnesota and Wisconsin, we recognize that there are huge employment opportunities in the sciences for people who have expertise in food science. So that's just an example of an application of a discipline that might help a student pick where they want to go with a particular discipline.
And in fairness, I think we've had good chemistry in this interview.
Yes, thank you.
Well, Dr. Christine Farr, thank you so much. Best of luck with this program. And actually, I'm sure we would love to check back in at the end of that first year and see how it's worked.
That would be great. We're working yet on our final end of the year celebration. I think that's going to be something really special. And so we'll get back to you and let you know how that comes out.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Thank you too, Mitch.
Christine Farr is the president of Mount Mary University. You'll find a link to more information about the school's Compass Year program at wuwm.com.